Speaking of contract extensions, happy to be joined now by Adam Henrique, Anaheim Ducks centerman in town for the BioSteel camp. Hey, Adam, thanks for doing this. Congratulations on your extension.
Yeah, thank you. No, thanks for having me.
Is that the first time you felt not that great about your extension? We were like, you got $84 million up front. And you're
I just heard you guys talking about the $87 million. I mean, that'd be nice. But, I'm very happy with the extension and how everything went. And just knowing that I'm going to be out in Anaheim for the next little while.
Yeah,
you'll have to settle for the $60 million over 5 years, I suppose.
I guess that's what I can do.
Did they have to pay you a bonus to be on Ryan Kessler's team, though?
Yeah. No, I think Kess paid me under the table.
Okay, so it comes out of his pocket. It's like, all right, hey, this is the deal. We got to give you $1 million. Like, this is just the Ryan Kessler fee. That makes sense. I would think that it's around $1 million. So we saw when the Ducks announced your extension that they call you Uncle Rico, and we want to know what that is. And I don't want to step on anything or make you feel bad, but we were saying I think Napoleon Dynamite might be the most overrated comedy movie in my lifetime.
I mean, I think there's many better comedy movies out there, but actually, honestly, the nickname started my rookie year from Zach Parise, and started as Rico and just. You know, it's one of those ones that it's stuck, and once a nickname sticks with a guy, that's it. It's over. There's no getting away from it. But I like it. I think it's pretty funny. And, the Uncle Rico, it really took off when after the trade and with the Ducks. So, it allows me to play with some things on social media and plug in some movie lines. So I always enjoy trying to do that.
Yeah, how many times have you said, I'm going to throw this football right over them mountains over there?
He is the best character.
Oh, that's the first one that comes up every time. I haven't thrown a steak at anybody yet.
But you could kind of get away with it. You're like, this is Rico being Rico.
We saw this story. It's going around the other day. It was published about how OHL teams are suggesting to their players that they remove all references to Fortnite. That this video game phenomenon and Jeff Merrick here at Sportsnet reporting that some prospect his career has been totally derailed because of his addiction to video games. You played in the obviously in Windsor. What do you think of the idea that? Some of the players in that league, the teenagers, are so obsessed with video games, and it's become such a red flag for NHL teams that you can't even be associated with that game.
It's wild, to be honest. I mean, we've all played video games. Call of Duty was big when I was playing in Windsor. All the guys enjoy playing, but to see how much this has come in and how much it's taken over and how much guys talk about it and guys play it and guys, everybody's doing the dances here and it's all over the social media. So you almost can't get away from it. But so I think it's good. I think teams, should monitor those things. You don't want it to, I think as a player too, those are things that you have to learn that, modesty is probably better and, you have to be careful how much you get stuck on those things. I mean, next thing you're going to be up till 1, 2 a.m. playing this video game. You got a game the next day, and that's always got to be the first priority. I mean, going through the OHL, it's learning how to be a professional, and I think that was one of the biggest things I learned over my time in Windsor is just how to be a professional at the rink and away from the rink. And I think that's just one of those things a lot of guys are going to have to learn how to manage and learn that hockey is the number one priority.
I look at this. Have you seen a guy that has been too addicted to a video game or heard of any guys that have had this problem? Because from me looking at it on the outside, it's hard to believe someone makes the NHL or sticks in the NHL if they're dedicating so much time to a video game and staying up before game nights. Like, unless you're Connor McDavid skill level, I feel like this is going to catch up to you at some point. And so I kind of look at this as a bit of a overreaction from hockey culture where it's like, oh, we see this thing. We heard about the one prospect. He ends up with the problem. You're staying up too late. We want to be overly cautious about this, and so we're going to put this out there, because ultimately, yeah, you're staying in, you're not going out, you're not boozing, you're staying in front of a screen and playing a video game, and you should have at least the self-control, yeah, to go to bed before, you know, what, 4 a.m. staying up until, but ultimately, I can't imagine that this is an epidemic in hockey right now or any pro sport where this is really affecting performance.
No, I don't see it as, you know, an epidemic, and I agree with you. I don't think it's, you know, at the point where it needs to be not this public at this point, but I don't think there has to be a huge worry right now. Like you said, I mean, I guess this is just the new age of hockey players. Before, it was you'd be going out and partying and having a good time, but now the guys are just staying in and playing video games against teammates and all their friends all over the world. So I don't think it needs to be a huge thing right now. You know, obviously earlier, a few months ago, when the story in baseball came out with Price, I believe.
Yeah.
I think it just kind of sparked from there. And so I think, you know, maybe seeing it at such a professional level with such a professional come out as that being a reason why, you know, I missed some time. Maybe people are a little overly cautious and trying to get ahead of it. But I agree with you where I don't think it's a huge issue at this point.
Especially when you're 34 like me and you try to dive in for a week, you got a broken ankle and your family leaves you for a week. And so my wife bought me a Nintendo Switch and I was like, I'll just get into Fortnite. And you realize that, yeah, the 12-year-olds play like 100 hours a week, and yeah, it's probably going to be a big learning curve for you.
Read a thing once, was talking about professional video game players,
yeah,
and how they will peak out at like 21 years old. Yeah. They still have the reflexes. That's right. That's it. Like, yeah. Once you're 21, the game has just passed you by. You're washed up. You're like a 30-year-old running back. It's over for you now.
For sure.
I do love the idea, though, of general managers.
I'm with you guys on that one.
Yeah.
I didn't jump on it right away. I don't play it, so I'm too far gone. I need a new video game to come out. I'm going to jump on something early.
Yeah, Pac-Man. Yeah, that'll be nice. So before I let you go, Solly.
I just got on the.
Yeah, Miss Pac-Man is also good. Saw you were tweeting out your jersey collection. You got a new Mike Modano, new Pavel Bure jersey. What's your prize jersey possession? What's your number one?
Adam Henrique jersey.
Your own jersey? You have your own signed jersey.
How would that not be your best jersey? That would obviously make sense.
Yeah, my own signed jersey from back in the day. I think it's a red Home Hardware jersey from when I was like six. But
yeah, that's a good one.
No, you know what? Actually, those are probably my best two at this point. I think there's a couple old ones in the closet tucked away, but I got a couple more coming this weekend, so I can't tell you what they're going to be, but I'll get it out there, and so you guys will have to take a peek.
So how's BioSteel camp going?
Well, day three is in the books. It's day three was a tough one, but it's, you know what, it's always fun. Get a lot of guys that come in for the week, and obviously tomorrow is the big day with the tournament. So somebody's got to find a way to take Sagan off the title. We can't let him win it 3 years in a row. So hopefully that's Team Wilson. And if not, if Team Wilson doesn't go out on top, I think we're going to go out fighting with the guys we got on our team. So they better watch out.
That would be a news story. If it was a Pier 6 brawl. That would be quite a thing. I hope to read that on sportsnet.ca tomorrow. Adam, appreciate you taking the time. Thanks.
Thanks for doing it, pal.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.